Good morning. This is Jack Llewellyn with the Chamber of Commerce. And if you want to check out what we have going on, you can go to durangobusiness.org. And I got to give a plug right now through the 30th, the end of this month. If you buy your Durango Rocks tickets, you save $5 a ticket. So get your tickets now. The event is actually on January 19th at 5:30 up at the concert hall. So with that said, I need your services, and I've used your service, Dara Blackwater, with Sunshine Stay-at-Home Healthcare.
Stay-at-home care. You almost
stay-at-home
had it.
Care. Take out right. The health. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Well, I have to tell you, you were an angel, because you helped me take my mom to the craft show.
Yes.
That was at St. Columba a week ago, and I just want to thank you, because literally it was something I was going, I'm not going to be able to do the craft show for 4 or 5 hours. And I called you and you guys were available.
You wouldn't be able to do it, or you didn't want to do it.
A little of both.
Fair enough.
You know, I did get her there, you know, with the caregiver.
That's right.
And I picked him up and everything. And, you know, it worked out just fine. But, you know, I popped in to check on her.
Yeah.
But, you know, so I don't mind those. But 4 or 5 hours of craft showing is not my...
Yeah, that sounds a bit excessive. Though yeah. Judy was into it. She loved it.
Yeah, thank. So.
I haven't been by to see what she all bought, but I need to do that today.
It is funny. It's so cute with different things. And my mom does live at Sunshine Gardens, where mm-hmm. You're based out of. So tell
That's
me
right.
about your what you can provide for people.
So we are non-medical, mm-hmm. so we have limitations as far as when it gets into medical kind of stuff, which is more, you know, if somebody's on hospice or just being discharged right. from the hospital, something like that. But it's always something that we can work around as well. And we work with home health a lot of times where they kind of cover the medical part. And the part that we get to cover is kind of the more fun part, where we get to take people to craft shows
right.
or, you know, prepare meals for them and take them out shopping or out to eat. It really just depends on the needs of the client. We have, you know, people like your mom who use us for, you know, special events or mm-hmm. weekend getaways, stuff like
sure.
that. And we have clients who are on 24-hour care who we're there with them, you know, if they're a fall risk or something like that, we're there in case
okay.
anything happens.
Let me ask you this. So, all right, so the doctor's telling me I need to have some knee surgery, you know, a little meniscus repair,
mm-hmm.
a possible microfracture, they call it.
Uh-huh.
And so I am not weight-bearing for 6 weeks.
Uh-huh.
And let's say I needed help with, okay, you know, meals or just driving me to and from work, because apparently I'm not supposed to drive when I do this. So
yeah.
are those the kind of things too?
Absolutely. Oh. Yeah, we can absolutely accommodate that.
Mm-hmm.
The example that I like to use is that my boyfriend got collarbone surgery
uh-huh.
a couple of weeks ago, and thankfully he had a fantastic girlfriend
yeah.
there to help take care of him. But if he didn't, then you know, things like driving or
right.
Opening jars or things like that would
well,
be things that you don't think about
sure.
that you need help with after a surgery like that. So,
absolutely.
Yeah, so we're not necessarily just long-term care. We can be, you know, if you need us for a specific time, we can accommodate that as
okay.
well.
So this isn't just for seniors, so to speak.
No, not at all.
Yeah. Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, when you mentioned the medical, so let me ask you this. If somebody says, you know, they got to take medications
mm-hmm.
and they've got their little pill box, you know, and just you can obviously, I would assume, help remind the patient. Say,
absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, we can, if somebody doses it out and puts
right.
it in those boxes, which are great, then we
yeah.
get to say, Jack, did you take your meds today? And
right.
you get to, you know, then you take them.
Yeah, and
yeah,
a reminder for
a
like
reminder.
Insulin shots. If the patient can administer their own shot.
Exactly.
And dial it up or whatever and,
yep.
you know, draw the, okay, perfect,
yeah.
perfect. So how long have you been doing this?
I have been on since August.
Uh-huh.
I just moved back to Durango in August, and I was looking for a job really anywhere. I was applying all over the United States,
uh-huh.
and this in Durango, Colorado came up. I was living
wow.
in Farmington
oh,
at the time.
Okay.
So, yeah, it worked out perfectly.
Wow. So what is the most rewarding part of doing this with Sunshine Stay-at-Home Care?
You nailed it.
All right.
yeah. That's a great question. I love the days where I get to feel like I'm kind of taking a burden off of somebody.
Mm-hmm.
I won't lie, like, this is sometimes one of the most frustrating jobs that I've ever had, in a lot of ways, challenging and frustrating. But and that's a, I mean, that's a good thing in so many ways, but sometimes it's just kind of needed to walk away and take a break. But the days that I actually feel like I'm helping and feel like I'm just kind of easing somebody else's burden, for lack of a better word, then I get to.
Well, and I'm sorry to interrupt, because I'm, when you were talking about that, caregiving is one of the most stressful things I have ever done for my mom. And it is one of those that that someone told me, life is what happens when you have other plans. And that is sums up so many different ways that I'm working on something, doing something, and I get that phone call, and it's, oh dear, you know, I've got to stop, drop, whatever, everything I'm working on, and focus on, you know, a loved one. And it is very, very stressful.
Absolutely.
And taxing. And I think that by utilizing services such as yours, it gives you that break from having to deal with everything, you know. And there are certain things that, honestly, that a son or daughter probably don't need to be doing for their parent or a loved one or a husband, wife, you know. It's like, my wife would probably be like, get it yourself.
Absolutely. Caregiving, specifically for the people that we love or are related to, or just the dynamics make it so stressful. And and you know, I graduated from the Fort with my degree in psychology, so that's the part that I can really nerd out on is, you know, just the psychology of taking care of somebody that you don't want to think that they're declining or that they need help or whatever, but they do, and they don't want to, you know, they've, like, for say a mother or father, they've taken care of their kids their whole lives, and for those roles to switch can sometimes just be extremely abrasive, and that's why it's so great and so much easier to bring somebody in, a third party sometimes, and it just goes so much smoother. I know that my parents are getting a little bit older, not too bad yet, but my mom had a concussion really bad. She's a teacher. She got in a bus accident, and so she's had problems with just memory and things like that. And I know for me, just being, hearing that and understanding that she has that memory, I just get so frustrated, and it's hard for me to, like, be patient and helpful. Whereas when I'm caregiving with one of my clients, and, you know, they have dementia or maybe a tinge of racism or something like that, it's like, oh, that's, it's not fine, but you're doing your thing, you know, you're all right.
And it is harder for a loved one. I had to help caregive for my father-in-law, and he was at our house for 5-6 months, and I did things that were not a problem, you know, just because it wasn't my dad, it was my father-in-law, and yes, I love him, and he was a wonderful person, and it was good that I was there.
Absolutely.
And I completely can relate. So let me ask it, what if someone is in need of your services for Sunshine Stay-at-Home Care, what's the best way to find you guys?
Well, they can call me on my cell phone, which is 970-335-9786, or our website is sunshinestayathomecare.com.
Okay.
And you can get through that through the Sunshine Gardens website as well. If you're ever at Sunshine Gardens, my office is in the back. And so they hide me back there, but if you can find me, I'm back there somewhere. So.
Down the hall, through the restaurant, the woods, the cafeteria, you know, back on, just ask for Dara, and they will point you out.
They'll find me,
Awesome. Now I'm looking at a world map over your shoulder here in the studios, and you did something that I can honestly say I don't think a lot of people have done. And there's a little bit of trivia about you, but you did... It was a walk across China.
That's right.
Wow. And how many miles did you accomplish?
That was 1,388 miles.
In how many days?
Took us 4.5 months. We left February of 2015 from Zhongshan, which is down by Hong Kong. And then we arrived at Tiananmen Square in Beijing on June 13th
and
of
you
that
did
year.
This to raise awareness.
Yeah, to raise money and awareness for people with disabilities, specifically orphans with disabilities in China. China is a very interesting place, and a place that just completely captured my heart and soul. And sometimes they, in some places, they're very far behind with rights and just awareness and education of people with disabilities and the struggles that they endure that not everybody else thinks about.
Right. I remember that approach of institutionalizing, or I'm assuming.
I volunteered for an orphanage for kids with disabilities, and it's a huge problem there because they're just seen as defective.
Right.
And especially with the history of China and the history of some places, you can't have more than one or two children. And so those children are supposed to take care of you as you age. Because in China, speaking of elder care, it's actually illegal not to take care of your parents when they get old. You get fined if you don't. So there's really no such thing as there wouldn't be a Sunshine Gardens in China. It would essentially be illegal.
Yeah.
Which is a bummer because Sunshine Gardens is a wonderful place.
Right. Well, and I think, in that cultural experience and you did this walk, a walkabout. I'm thinking, just 1,400 miles. Yeah. Wow. Wow, yeah. How many pairs of shoes?
Just one, actually. We had two. Yeah. Really? Down in Zhongshan, so 60% of the exports of China come from the Guangdong province, which is where Zhongshan is. So I made so many friends from people all over the world, and they all are there working in factories, managing factories generally. So people from England, from Singapore, a few from America, a lot from Australia, and they are managing these. And so we got a lot of sponsorships because it's like, like the Victoria's Secret factory. Two of my best friends from England were designers for Victoria's Secret. Their factory was in Zhongshan. That didn't help us on our walk so much. But the Cabela's factory was there, and they sponsored our shoes. So they gave us two pairs of shoes each, which was great, but we only used one.
Right.
And we were going to take another pair just in case, but they're so heavy. And when you're walking 1,400 miles, you're a minimalist.
Weight.
Yeah, for sure.
So let me ask you this. If somebody would like to have you present, I think you've mentioned that you are available. So if someone's listening, give out your number again if somebody would like to have you come in and speak to their group about your experience.
It's 970-335-9786. And you can call that as well. I was giving presentations. I lived in Farmington last year, and I was working for a nonprofit on the Navajo Reservation. And when I was there, one of the most fun things I got to do was present to all of the different community groups. I presented to kids out on the reservation. I presented to the Rotaries and Civitans and all those clubs. And I really just got to tell the story of why it's so important for that advocacy, and just why it's so important to be a helper in the world, which is that's kind of what I do throughout my life, as I serve the underserved. And that was just another manifestation of it. And then it's also our motto. When I say our, the woman who walked with me, it was named Anne, is named Anne. She's still alive. And she is from China. And she decided to walk with me. It was my crazy idea, but she somehow went along with it, which was amazing. But our motto was Ni Kui, which in Chinese, it translates to you can. And so that was a motto for us. Pretty much everybody that we told about it said we were crazy and that we couldn't do it. It couldn't be done.
You proved them wrong.
So we got to prove them wrong. So it was a motto for us, but then also for people with disabilities or women, or really just anyone who's ever been told that you can't do something in life.
Wow. So to me, this all dovetails back over into what you're doing today with the Sunshine Stay at Home Care.
Absolutely.
And again, this is part of the Sunshine Gardens. And we're about out of time, but website one more time.
It's sunshinestayathomecare.com.
Okay. And again, if anybody wants to inquire and find out and learn more about what you can offer, and if they need assistance, call, because you can be a wealth of information.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you for coming in. And again, sunshinestayathomecare.com.
That's right.
Well, Dara, thank you for coming in.
Thank you, Jack.
We have to send it back to the studios. You've been listening to Chamber Chat. Have a great day.